Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The show kind of stinks.
All right, welcome back. Busby, just say 3 degrees above zero when we wake
Ryan
up tomorrow.
I love Ryan. I'm not listening to him. La, 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 la.
Oh, my word.
True story. It was so cold last night. You know, my son is below grade, and we have like 96 smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors because he's down there. And he came up and said, it's freezing. And I said, honey, I don't think there's any heating system in the world that is going to fully heat a basement when it's 3 degrees. You need to sleep upstairs for the next couple
heat
of nights.
Heat rises.
Yeah, heat rises. So I said, and we've got it heated down there, but it's the base. I mean, it's the basement. I really thought about buying an electric blanket, the kind my grandma used to have with the little remote control on the side.
Turn it up
plugs
to 10 if it's really cold.
Turn it up to 10.
I use mine nightly, okay, and it's amazing.
But I'm so afraid of the fire hazard, and I know they've made them better, and I know they're not supposed to start a fire, but I'm so afraid of that hazard, I won't do it. I just told him, nope, sleep upstairs.
Do you have space heaters?
Hell, you're asking me, the crazy woman, if I have space heaters.
Well, I'm the one who takes pictures of the stove before I leave.
Scott, space heaters are like ATVs. They tip over and you die.
Okay.
That's not necessary. I mean, yes, but not yes.
No, that's what they do.
We have three, but they're safe if you don't ever leave them alone. They're like a dog. You've got to keep your eye on them.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Only have it on while you're in the room.
That's right.
And for the electric blanket, they have so many safety features now, you don't have to worry. If I roll over in the middle of the night and like wad up a portion of it, that portion turns off.
Or if you catch on fire, it automatically shuts off.
Thank you for that, Scott. The answer is no, he can sleep upstairs. Pick another bedroom. We have plenty.
Okay. I'm just surprised you don't have like a little, like we have a space heater in the master bathroom and in the living room.
I borrowed one once when the pipes froze, but now I got the drippy going on and I think we're going to be okay.
Got the old Toby drippy
going on.
Story here out of Jackson County. Apparently Catherine Shields was not minding her P's and Q's. Catherine Shields, former Jackson County executive, now Kansas City councilwoman. They were having a committee meeting, and Catherine Shields, who represents the District 4, they were taking some vote on something or other. Who cares what it was about? But she let loose with her frustration amongst her fellow council/committee members.
Mm-hmm.
And after she drops this little nugget, listen to the gasps from those on the Zoom call. It was a Zoom committee meeting. Here it is.
Let's go on to our final item on the docket.
Can we just have another? We interrupted the vote. Can we vote again on what?
I think we've lost one of our f***ing votes thanks to you all delay. I think Councilman Paul had to get off the vote.
Do you hear them at the end? They're like, oh. Anyway, Catherine Shields says in a statement, I frankly responded to that frustration in a very inappropriate manner with inappropriate language. I'm very sorry for that fact.
Why is this in the news? Because it's a woman dropping an F-bomb in a public
forum? I don't think it's
forum.
Because she's a woman. I mean, we've had a lot of Zoom related.
I know. I just can't believe.
Read the standing order. Read it. Read it.
In the scheme of things, I saw this was in the news and I'm like, okay.
Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them.
I love how Scott always turns into an angry Scotsman.
We'll never, ever get old.
Recites that.
And I don't know why I'm rolling my eyes.
I wonder how they're all doing over in that village, that angry little village.
Read them and understand them.
I think COVID is getting to all of us.
You want to talk about petty board meetings. That one takes the cake.
And by the way, that wasn't even in a village in Scotland or England or wherever the hell it was. It was such a small little community. It's known as a hamlet.
It's a hamlet.
It was in a hamlet.
You have no authority, Miss Weaver.
Miss Weaver!
Do we have any more of that?
What was her first name? Was it Vicky Weaver? Vicky Weaver!
Vicky Weaver! Read them!
God, I love that
Read
guy.
The standing orders. Read them.
I'm going to look them up. I wonder what they're doing these days.
Jackie Weaver.
Jackie Weaver! She goes,
hello
again. Just kicked him out.
I thought I wasn't going to get in then.
When do we plan to start?
I think we could start any moment, Chairman. I think it's perhaps helpful just to go through the same things as we went through before, which is just to encourage people to switch off their microphones because it does reduce the background.
Can we be assured that we won't be thrown out of the meeting like we were last time?
As long as we have reasonable behaviour from everyone, no one would be excluded from the meeting.
I was thrown out of the meeting. So it was Councillor Brotherton. Please let the chairman.
Mrs. Weaver, please.
If you disrupt this meeting, I will have to remove you from it.
You can't.
It's only the chairman who can remove people from a meeting. You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
She's just kicked him out.
She just kicked him out.
Don't. She just kicked him out. Don't.
This is a meeting called by two councillors.
Illegally.
Illegally.
A chairman.
No, they can't because the vice chair's here.
I take charge.
Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I have an update. I don't know how we missed this, but we did. Handforth Parish Councillor, who insisted Jackie Weaver read the standing orders, has stepped down.
Oh.
She became an overnight sensation for her calm handling of an irate councillor on a Zoom call. But if Jackie Weaver's ever asked to preside over any more Handforth Parish Council meetings in the future, they could be much more sedate affairs. That is because one of the men who infamously shouted, read the standing orders, Vice Chairman Alid Brewerton, has quit the council. It came days after Chairman Brian Tolver resigned, citing the criticism he had received for his behavior during the online meeting.
Why? First of all,
I don't know, and I don't care. I just love him. He has so much white hair up his nose, by the way. He's in the Zoom, this guy that says read the standing orders. And he's zooming the camera up his nose.
He's exactly what I thought
and
he would look
yes,
like.
Yes, and all you see is this guy who looks just like the old guys in the Muppets.
You have no authority here,
Jackie
Weaver.
He has more hair coming out of his nose.
And he's, of course, he's got his head tilted back. He's looking down through his glasses, which are on the tip of his nose. And think of your grandfather not being able to understand what he's pushing on his phone. And he's just kind of looking at it like, oh, God, what am I doing?
Oh, my gosh, it's so funny.
First of all,
Jackie Weaver's my hero.
First of all, British people's names just sound more elegant than ours. Jackie Weaver. And Alex Brimelton.
And it was Alid.
Alid Brimelton.
A-L-E-D, Alid.
Yeah, read the orders,
and
Scott.
Then,
come on.
Read the orders, Scott.
Even when they're mad, they sound so sophisticated. And they're not. I get it. They're not. But
Well, they are sophisticated. They aren't necessarily any more sophisticated than you or I, but that accent makes them sound exactly like, I don't know, someone who went to Oxford.
Yeah, and when they're frustrated, like that one part where she goes, well, we had the meeting the other...
Illegally?
I mean, just the way that they sound, I'm like, yeah, that was illegal, man. That was wrong. Illegally? Read the orders. Read them. Read them and understand them.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.